From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke told an economic symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today the Fed will take whatever steps are needed if the economy takes a turn for the worse. Danielle Carson has more.
Bernanke's comments came after the government reported the country's economic growth was weaker than expected. He acknowledged the recovery is shaky, or as Bernanke put it, inherently uncertain. He discussed what steps the Fed could take if the recovery starts backsliding, including buying up billions worth in mortgage-backed securities. But Ryan Sweet, an economist at MoodysEconomy.com, isn't convinced they'll get used.
He didn't convey any sense of confidence in these tools in helping cure what ails the economy. He discussed the cost and benefit trade-off and that there's a considerable amount of uncertainty around implementing each of these tools.
Bernanke thinks the economy will pick up steam next year. Analysts say it's a sentiment the Fed is hoping will calm an anxious Wall Street. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
The nation's economy, meanwhile, grew at a slower-than-expected pace in the second quarter. The government announced today the gross domestic product, the total value of all goods and services moving through the economy, expanded at a 1.6% annual rate in the April through June quarter. That's still down sharply from the initial estimate of 2.4% and much slower than the 3.7% growth rate for the economy in the first quarter. Another delay for Boeing's much-delayed 787 Dreamliner. The aircraft builder announced today it's pushed back the scheduled delivery of its first 787 by several weeks, a decision that was widely anticipated as the company continues to deal with problems that have already delayed delivery of the plane by upwards of 2 years. Plans now call for the first copy of the all-carbon composite airplane to be delivered to Japan's All Nippon Airways by the middle of the first quarter of next year. An opinion poll of Afghan men shows a large percentage of those surveyed believe NATO troops are not there to protect the population and that it is wrong to work with foreign forces. NPR's Tom Bowman has that story.
The poll of more than 500 Afghan men taken earlier this summer in Helmand and Kandahar provinces shows a mostly negative picture for the U.S.-led military effort. Nearly 70% believe NATO troops are not there to protect Afghans, but rather to occupy the country and go after al-Qaeda targets. Three-quarters say it's wrong to work for foreign forces. The poll was conducted in June by the International Council on Security and Development, an international think tank. The researchers say there's a relationship gap between NATO and the Afghan people. The report includes what it calls good news. Three-quarters of those responding favor an elected government over the Taliban. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's remarks soothed jittery investors somewhat at week's end. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 164 points to round out the week at 10,150. The NASDAQ gained 34 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 17 points today. You're listening to NPR. What federal officials are announcing, a mass arrest of suspected immigrants and others in the U.S. illegally. Federal officials in Chicago say the sweep in which 370 people were arrested took place over 3 days in 10 states. Those taken into custody fall under three groups: legal immigrants with convictions that would make them eligible for deportation, those in the country who've been convicted of other crimes, and individuals wanted for being in the U.S. illegally. Some of those arrested apparently include gang members and sex offenders. The arrest took place in Illinois, Wisconsin, Kansas, Missouri, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Ohio. A day after he was released by North Korea, but to former President Jimmy Carter, Ajalon Gomes returned to Boston today. David Boeri of member station WBUR reports the 31-year-old evangelist crossed into North Korea from South Korea last January.
The family and friends of Ajalon Gomes applauded as President Carter walked down the stairs and onto the tarmac. Then came Gomes, first embracing the former president, then his mother and his grandfather. He had been teaching English in South Korea when he walked across the border into North Korea a month after a fellow Christian had done the same thing. During Gomes' 7 months' imprisonment, the North Korean news agency reported, he had attempted suicide. In a written statement, the family thanked Carter and Swedish diplomats in North Korea for their efforts. It also thanked the government of North Korea for caring for Ajalon during his darkest days, then agreeing to release him on humanitarian grounds. For NPR News, I'm David Boeri in Boston.
Crude oil futures prices rose $1.81 a barrel to $75.17 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.